We had another question, Gino.
Yeah, somebody texted in. Again, you out there, if you have a question, please, now's the time. Dr. Cunningham is here to answer your question, 603-356-9145. Dr. Cunningham, this one says, how are therapists seeing patients right now? Is it through the phone? Is it Skype? Are patients still going to offices? How is that being done?
I've talked to some of my colleagues, and everybody seems to be doing it a little differently. I see people in my office. I do a lot of FaceTime. I do Google Duo. I'm trying to figure out how to do Skype and how to do Zoom, but I'm not a computer techie kind of guy. But my goal is to work on that, and some people are doing that.
Yeah.
So when you call a therapist, you need to say, how is it that you're going to communicate with me? Some people don't want to come into an office because of the logistics of it. Some people say, I'd rather come and talk to you face-to-face, keeping that 6 feet away from you, 6 feet distance. I actually, Clorox things between each patient, and my office smells like Clorox. It gives the patients the sense that I'm taking care of them.
Right. So basically, online, over the phone, and in person.
Yep.
Okay.
And it just depends on what the patient's comfort level is.
Right. All right, well, this sounds pretty good. Do we have any more questions over there, Gino,
At this point, those are the ones texted in. Again, they can always text in at 603-356-9145. I guess we can ask Dr. Cunningham if he has any final thoughts for everybody at this point.
Yeah.
One of the things I want to talk about is the people who, in the audience, who are in recovery, who kind of depend on going to meetings, and we don't have any meetings because they're closed. If you go to WMUR, their website, they have a link that will tell you how you can get a hold of people.
Mm-hmm.
And from what I understand, people are getting into group chats. There are online AA meetings you can attend. There's online blogs you can be part of. But I think if you're in recovery and you really like that kind of collaboration and cooperation amongst other sober people, you need to continue doing that. Because most people in recovery, if they start hanging out with themselves, they start thinking bad things, and the next thing you know, a slip told away. So it's really important if you're connected to AA to stay connected to AA. And that's a couple of ways you can do that.
That's good. And obviously, people with substance abuse problems right now are probably having a hard time. And again, it's very easy. Stress brings that out in people and brings it back to them. So having a sense of connectedness is very important. Are there any other thoughts on that for people, what they can do if they're having problems?
If they're addicted, they know the first drink works. We all know that the first drink works, or the first joint works, or the first whatever works. If you're an addict, well, if one works, then 15 is better. And you have to be able to not have the one. And, again, engaging in some of those online or online meetings is probably the best thing you can do right now. You also may have people you can call. And if you call the local hotline and you talk to somebody in District 20, that's the district in surrounding Conway, they'll be able to call you. And you can essentially go walking with somebody, as long as you stay 6 feet away from them, and just to talk, just to be in connection with other people. So that's another option that people may want to consider.
Yep.
Because, we have nice places to walk here. And as long as you're standing 6 feet apart, you can have a nice conversation.
Yeah, absolutely. Any other?
Yeah, we got one just came in right now. It says this is a great time for taking personal inventory and trying to see what your ideal future looks like, realizing it's possible and beginning to work towards it. Looks more than a thought than a question, but I think we can all agree with that to a certain extent.
Absolutely.
I think a lot of people are beginning to reevaluate their lives and what's important and what's not important, and what do I want to do? And I can imagine that in New York City, where people are running 16, 18 hours a day, now that they can't, that they're really evaluating, what is it I really want out of my life?
Mm-hmm.
What's important to me? Is it just money, or is it connections with other people, connections with my children, connections with my health? what is it that people want to, how they want to reevaluate that? And doing the inventory that they talk about in AA is a good idea. Just kind of writing it down. What do I want?
Mm-hmm.
And what do I don't want? Sometimes it's easier to write down what I don't want than to understand what it is that I do want.
That's interesting.
Yeah. Dr. Cunningham, another question just came in asking about making plans for the future, perhaps setting another date. Maybe they had a birthday party or something that was in the future. When it comes to children, is it a good idea to set up a date? Because we all know this could last longer than we all wanted to. So is that a smart move? Because then it's almost canceling it again on the child. Is that something that's smart to do?
You can say when everybody gets back, excuse me, everybody gets to be back outside again, we're going to have a big birthday party.
Right.
So we'll have a big, huge birthday party once all of this stuff is gone. So what we'll do on your birthday is we'll just have, you know, us and Nina and Papa on the video chat. And we'll just have some cake and ice cream on your birthday. And then when this is all over, we'll have a big party.
Great. Okay.
Without telling them when that date will be.
Right.
So they can kind of, you know, something in the future, something they can hope for.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
All right. Any more final thoughts?
I can't stress it enough that people have to maintain a schedule.
Mm-hmm.
That if they want to keep their mental health in check, they need to make sure they keep a schedule. They get up at the same time. They go to work at the same time. They have dinner at the same time. They go to bed at the same time. People start playing with the circadian rhythm, which is a natural way the body functions, by changing the schedule, they're going to make it weird when this all goes back to normal.
Mm-hmm.
And people are going to demand that the kids go to school at 6, 7 o'clock in the morning, and you report to work at 8 o'clock in the morning, and you have lunch at 12. And so the more consistent we can be, the better off we're going to be.
So basically keeping it normal and as close to normal as we can, really.
Right, as normal as possible.
Right. Right. Well, that sounds great. Well, thank you very much, Dr. Cunningham, for being on the program today. Very helpful information and useful information for people.
Okay, you're welcome.
All right, thank you very much.
All right, bye.
All right. And I'd like to thank our sponsors again, Settlers Green, Settlers Crossing, Leone McDonald and Roberts, and Cooper Cargill Chant. This is Drive Time.
Yep. Thank you very much. Magic 104, 93.5 WMWV. And one more big special thank you to Dr. Wayne Cunningham. We do want to remind you that Drive Time will be airing Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 5 p.m. on both those stations, Magic 104, WMWV. And like Greg just said, this is Drive Time.